The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by the Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. Today I'm talking to author, urban tantra creator, and sacred sexuality expert, Barbara Karelis. But first, I want to remind you that in just a few weeks, on April 6th, is the Feminist Porn Conference at the University of Toronto. It's a one-day conference that happens the day after the Feminist Porn Awards. It brings together academics, scholars, porn performers, producers, and critics, and there'll be panels, papers, and even a few very special screenings. We have a ton of amazing presenters, including the groundbreaking lesbian pornographers Nan Kinney of Fatal Media, who we've had on the show, and Char Rednauer, who really was an icon of lesbian porn in the late 90s and is the director of Bend Over Boyfriend. So those two and 40 other amazing presenters are going to be at this conference, and I want you to be there too. Go to thefeministpornbook.com and click on the link for conference. Hopefully I will see some of you there. Let me tell you about today's guest. Barbara Karelis is the author of Urban Tantra, Sacred Sex for the 21st Century, Ecstasy is Necessary, and Luxurious Loving. She is the founder of Urban Tantra, an approach to sacred sexuality that adapts and blends conscious sexuality practices from Tantra to BDSM. And she's the co-founder of Erotic Awakening, a pioneering series of workshops focusing on the physical, spiritual, and healing powers of sex. Barbara was named the best tantric sex seminar leader in New York City by Time Out New York for her Urban Tantra workshops. Barbara delights in blurring the lines between sacred and profane, enlightened and perverted, spirit and science, and pleasure and pain. She is a proud graduate of the Coney Island Sideshow School with a double major in fire eating and snake handling. Her latest book is called Ecstasy is Necessary, and here's what the publisher says about it. This is not your average tips and techniques sex book. Rather, it's an exploratory journey of the sexual self and the infinite possibilities of ecstatic expression. Barbara Karelis teaches readers how to discover, nurture, expand, and embrace their authentic, ever-evolving, sensual, sexual self. Everyone goes through different phases of sexual expression and desire, and there are an infinite number of erotic and ecstatic possibilities available at all points along the way. The insights readers will gain in their journey with Karelis will help them confidently approach sex and relationships in a way that works for them, no matter where they are in their sexual evolution. They will get tools for solving the inevitable challenges that arise. They'll even receive permission not to have sex at all, if that's what's right for them. Because it is possible to create ecstatic experiences even when sex itself is not possible, available, or appropriate. Using stories and simple exercises, Corellis helps readers understand how they are wired for sex and relationships, what their personal warning signs look like, and what they need for optimum care. Plus, they'll learn how to effectively communicate this information to others so they can be loved more easily and effectively. That's what the publisher says about this book. Let me tell you what I say. I absolutely love this book, Ecstasy is Necessary. Barbara Corellis is a true visionary, and this book is a masterful, engaging work of art that combines profound and expansive ideas about sexuality, but with really practical, useful exercises that anyone can do. And as you wrap your mind and body and spirit around these really exciting concepts, Barbara is there every step of the way, a wise, generous, reassuring voice helping you through a pretty radical process of transformation. So yes, this book will give you the tools to create a bolder, more authentic, and satisfying sex life. But I think this book goes much deeper. I think it's a roadmap for living a fuller, more conscious, and joyful life. I'm so thrilled to have the author of such an incredible book here with me on the show. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Barbara.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for that lovely introduction. I'm so glad you liked the book that much.
Let's begin first with ecstasy. What is ecstasy? And what are some examples of ecstatic experiences?
Ecstasy to me is the perfect mix of the erotic, by which I don't necessarily mean the sexual, and the spiritual, by which I do not necessarily mean the religious. But right about at the fulcrum of the perfect mix of eroticism and the perfect mix of spirituality is a moment of that I call ecstasy. And historically, the mix of spirituality and sexuality has been interpreted as ecstasy. That's the word used by mystics. It's been through all the most, if not all, the religious traditions, these points of extreme physicality and extreme spirituality. To me, an ecstatic experience dissembles you in some significant way. I use the image of being held upside down by your ankles, shaken around, turned right side up, and it's like the universe asks you, there, now, do you see things a little differently? That's a key piece, I think, to the ecstatic experience. The ecstatic experience is not necessarily, wow, yummy, that was great. It's more like, oh my God, what just happened? It's an experience, however you get there, that changes how you look at yourself and the world.
That leads to the inevitable question, which is, why is ecstasy necessary? You knew I was going to ask you that, right?
Yeah, I heard that one coming. I think ecstasy is the human reset button. You know, like, it's really very simple. It's the restart on your computer when everything has started to kind of just slog along and some program isn't opening and another one's crashing. What do? You hit the reset button, you hit the restart button, and suddenly everything is just new and fresh and more possible. And it's very much the same way for human beings. Wilhelm Reich used to call orgasm, by which he meant a really full, complete orgasm, as medically necessary for the maintenance of health in the body. I think ecstasy goes a step further. The ecstatic experience resets you on a physical level, on an emotional level, and even the way you think, on an intellectual, mental level, of course, as well on a spiritual level. So it's a multi-level reset button.
But beyond reset, is it also, does it also sometimes bump you up to some new place? Because I feel like sometimes ecstasy, I understand the unplugging and plugging back in, but when I do that on my computer, there's no like new revelations. It's my same desktop, you know, configuration. But I'm wondering if ecstasy can also, though, all of a sudden open your eyes or bring you somewhere new, a new perspective, a new point of view, a new level of awareness.
Good point. Yes. For example, my friend Louise Hay gave a talk back in 1989 in the middle of the AIDS crisis. She called it the totality of possibilities. The essence of her talk was that we all live under a limited set of possibilities. There's just so much that we can accept or envision as possible. Therefore, our possibilities are inherently limited. Louise said that if we could accept that there was a totality of possibilities, and at the time, she was saying, in which there was also a cure for AIDS, that was the essence of this talk at the time, that in this totality of possibilities, anything was possible. My image with the totality of possibilities and ecstasy is as follows. When I used to lead workshops, breath and energy orgasm workshops, which I still lead, but ages ago, I used to start them with the question. We would go around the circle and everyone would answer the question, what is your sex life like now and what would make it better? Whatever anyone answered to the first part, the first question, the second question was almost always answered with some variation of, I know there's something more out there. I just want to be able to let go and find it. The something more is essentially that totality of possibilities. And an ecstatic experience shatters the ceiling that we of possibilities that we think we're living in, that low-hanging ceiling of what's possible for us, for those around us, for our world. An ecstatic experience shatters that ceiling and reveals this vast sky of new possibilities. Ooh. That's a new totality of possibilities. So you're absolutely right. It is more than a reset button. It's also a revealing tool.
And a kind of a breakthrough. I love breakthrough. That. It's almost like you thought that the finish line or the ultimate was there, and now we've moved it five steps farther.
Exactly. It's like, oh my God, why didn't I know this was possible before? That's my favorite thing to hear at the end of a workshop from participants. Oh my God, I didn't know this was possible.
Okay, great. Well, we are going to take a break. There is so much more to talk about in the realm of ecstasy. But speaking of the totality of possibilities, do you know where almost all things are possible? At the Smitten Kitten, which is one of my fabulous sponsors. It's a progressive sex toy store for everybody, specializing in high-quality sex toys and supplies. And there's so much possible at the Smitten Kitten because they have an amazing selection of products, a fabulous lineup of workshops and speakers. Barbara has spoken there. I've spoken there. And you can visit them at smittenkittenonline.com. You can also use coupon code Tristan for 20% off. So let's take a break, hear from our sponsors, and we will be back with more Barbara Karelis.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Hello, Sex Out Loud listeners. This is Jennifer from the Smitten Kitten. Did you know that you can get 20% off your entire purchase at smittenkittenonline.com? All you have to do to get your discount is use the coupon code Tristan. That's T-R-I-S-T-A-N. That means you can get 20% off all Enjoy surgical steel toys, 20% off all Vixen Creation silicone toys, including Tristan's signature butt plugs, and you can also get all of Tristan's DVDs, the entire Vivid Ed series she did, and the Chemistry series for 20% off. too. Sex Out Loud listeners can get 20% off of everything at smittenkittenonline.com. Smitten Kitten specializes in high-quality sex toys and supplies. We're well-known for having an amazing selection of toys made of silicone and other body-safe materials. Shopping on our website is easy. You can chat online with a Smitten Kitten sex educator, or you can call us anytime at 888-751-0523. Everything is 20% off at smittenkittenonline.com when you use coupon code Tristan at the checkout.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at PuckerUp.com. That's Tristan at PuckerUp.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We're talking today with Barbara Kareles, author of Ecstasy is Necessary, and also the founder and creator of Urban Tantra. Before the break, Barbara, you defined ecstasy, and we set in motion what it is. And I think the title of your book is interesting because it seems a little like a paradox. Ecstasy is necessary, and then the subtitle, A Practical Guide. Because ecstasy doesn't really seem that practical, but you, I think it is.
I decided to deconstruct the ecstatic experience. Now, that sounds all very academic, and the book is not at all. But I wanted to know what... My quest was to find the answer to the question, how do you get to ecstasy? How do you create an ecstatic experience on a regular basis? And how do you keep from fucking up the ecstatic experiences you already have access to, like an ecstatic relationship? Because many times, and boy, myself included, I have stumbled into some seriously fabulous ecstasy, some of which I even know how I created it. And then I have watched it fall apart, fall away. And I'm like, that's not fair. I know this could have gone on longer. What happened? So I decided to make a study of both ecstatic experiences that went right and ecstatic experiences that went very, very wrong, both for me and in my friends' lives, and see if I could come up with a plan, a way of reaching ecstasy sexually or otherwise on a reliable basis.
And so this is the interesting thing that I think you're really gifted at doing, which is taking these pretty heady concepts and then, but translating them in ways that make sense to the everyday person. I mean, I feel like the exercises in this book and the practices are practical and they're very accessible. I feel like I could do them without having to sort of access a higher level of consciousness, you know, right out of bed in the morning, kind of, right?
I want things that people want to do. I don't like reading books where I go, that sounds nice, but I'll never do that. I want exercises. And speaking of which, I was very inspired by The Artist's Way, as a Julia Cameron's book, as I know a lot of people were. And for those of us who are fans of that book, one of the really juiciest things about that book was how much you wanted to do the exercises. So that it's my goal to make people go, oh, God, that sounds like such fun. I can do that. I want to do that.
And so in addition to that motivation, what do you ultimately want people to take away from the book?
That everyone is on their own personal, sexual, erotic, spiritual evolution. And your journey doesn't look like anyone else's journey. And you're not broken because your path doesn't look like the last book or magazine you read or TV commercial you saw about how broken you are. I want people to feel whole and perfect just the way they are. The number of people in my work, in my client base as a sex coach, in my workshops, who feel in some way weird, abnormal, or broken. I'm so, so tired of the pathologizing of, for example, different sexual desires, be that a lot of desire or very little desire or no desire or a desire for something unusual. There is a therapy program or a pill to fix all of it, or a cream or a massage. And I'm so upset at that level of brokenness that people feel that I wanted to give them the perspective, a way of looking at their erotic lives and knowing that they can make changes if they want to, but they're not obligated to change into something out of someone's playbook, out of some box. That's really my goal.
And I feel that spirit in this book because I feel like there is a sense of, I'm a big follower and fan of Tara Brach, who is a Western Buddhist teacher.
Yes.
She has a book called Radical Acceptance, which is, you know, essentially about accepting where you are right now and not sort of constantly trying to change and fix everything. And there is a sense of radical acceptance in your book, of being where you are and who you are right now, rather than being so preoccupied with where you could be or where you think you should be. And also there's this sense that you can define these ecstatic experiences for yourself. I mean, you interviewed all these people and you have a lot of feedback from real people where you said, hey, what's an ecstatic experience for you? And there were people who said all sorts of things. You know, when I'm doing this elaborate piercing ball dance ritual, and other people said, when I eat an amazing piece of chocolate cake.
My favorite one was eating mackerel flavored ice cream at an ice cream shop in Melbourne, Australia. Mackerel flavored ice cream was someone's ecstasy. Isn't that fabulous?
Right. So you can really, you can identify what it is that your ecstasy is and see all these different examples, some of which you're going to relate to, some of which you're going to say, that sounds crazy. And then kind of form your own list, as it were, of where you want your ecstasy to live.
Yeah. So many people with low desire are really, now this isn't everybody, we're not putting everybody, any more people in boxes, remember, but so many people are just out of the habit of desiring. And when you take sex and orgasm off the table and say, well, what do you find ecstatic? Where is your desire? And somebody says, you know, I tried Sufi dancing many years ago. I did it a couple of times. It blew me away. I never did it again. I would love to go back to Sufi dancing. When they get a few sessions of Sufi dancing underneath them, their lives, including their erotic lives, their lives can wake up in all sorts of amazing, dramatic ways. And often that's what will light the erotic sexual fire, not just Sufi dancing, but lighting whatever your ecstatic dream is. Because remember, the ecstatic carries a huge component. How it may not be visible, but it's there, a huge component of the erotic as well as the spiritual.
I feel that way when I snorkel. When I go under the water and
yes.
I see this whole life that exists and this whole entire world that exists
yes.
underneath the water, it's a very profound experience for me.
Yes.
And it can also calm me down in interesting ways. And it can also make me, put me in a better mood. If I'm cranky and I get in the water, I can reset, as you say. Mm-hmm. So that resonates for me. We have some fantastic questions. So I want to start, because I solicited questions for people. This show is pre-recorded, so we can't have callers, but I did ask people. And let me first say, I have the smartest, greatest listeners ever. So I want to give you some
of
these.
That certainly doesn't surprise me.
We've got a question from Holly on Facebook who says, I'm reading Ecstasy is Necessary and enjoying it very much. I struggle with prioritizing pleasure and find your work a great antidote. Can you expand upon the things that block us from making our own ecstasy, sexual and otherwise, a priority? I know for myself, I often feel politics and pleasure are warring for attention when I want them to be allies. I know. Isn't that like a great question?
What's awesome about what Holly just did was she identified the pull, you know, she identified the part of her life that politics. She would like to see, what I'm hearing is she would like politics to be instead of the thing that keeps her away from pleasure. And we all have a thing. It can be work. For a lot of us, it's work. I'll raise my hand on that one much of the time. Or some family obligation or whatever it is, there is something that we feel is at war with our pleasure. The radical acceptance piece, because as you know, I borrowed that concept for Ecstasy is Necessary. The radical acceptance piece that my politics often drives me away, or it pulls me out of the pleasure in some significant way, and I'm going to let it be that way. The first step I would suggest is taking the warring part out, and I would do that with radical acceptance. It's okay that my passion for politics pulls me away from other kinds of pleasure I think I might want to have. It's okay. That's who I am. I'm passionate about it. I would also say that allowing the passion for the politics, passion is transferable. Instead of perceiving it as a either or, just let the passion for the politics become passion for so much else. Expand the passion and let it whoosh over like a big wave into other areas of your life, Holly. Where else can you apply that same crazy radical ass passion? Memorize that feeling and apply it elsewhere in life is my hit on that.
And I think I would just add, like, framing your sex life as politics.
Yes.
Because again, we know the personal is political and all of that stuff. So if you have any sort of non-normative sex, which most people do, as far as I'm concerned, framing that as a kind of politics or a body politics, I think could also bring these two together.
Excellent. I agree.
Okay, we're going to take another break and hear from our sponsors, including something else that brings people together, which is the We Vibe, the world's best-selling couples vibrator. Go to we-vibe.com to find out all about it. We are going to talk more about ecstasy and strange sex and urban tantra with Barbara Corrales. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the We Vibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We are talking today about sacred sexuality, urban tantra, and ecstasy with the author of Ecstasy is Necessary, A Practical Guide, Barbara Kareles. And we just had a great listener question before the break, and we've got another one. Raymond via email has this question for you, Barbara. I've had several conversations with folks over the years who identify as super queer, kinky, out there, and open about sex when it comes to all types of fetishes, positions, genders, or role play. Except for when it comes to spiritual sex or sacred sex. It seems like for some people, this is almost an ultimate kink to earnestly connect their sexual desires to spiritual experiences in authentic and emotionally vulnerable ways. What advice do you have for people wanting to have this first conversation with partners? How to bring it up? What exercises or activities would you recommend to help break the ice for people who are just starting out in bringing sacred elements to their previously secular sex life? Another great question. Another
question. This audience. Yum.
And I think a lot of people can relate to this. This is for people who are like, I think this might interest me, but where do I begin and how do I bring it up with a partner?
Okay. Here's how I recommend starting. And it's really, really simple. As opposed to having a long conversation about what spiritual sex is, because it's a bit different for everybody. How about just saying to your partner, let's just sit here for a moment. Let's just sit across from each other and breathe. Breathe and eye gaze. Now, I got to say, it's really hard to do if you've never tried it, to do nothing but sit, breathe, and gaze into each other's eyes. But it's the most powerful practice you can imagine. And it's so incredibly simple. It's really just like a meditation. If you can get past the first 2 minutes of uncomfortableness, if you've never tried it, if you're an old hat at this, then you remember way back when it was hard, but now it's not so hard. If you can get past the first 2-3 minutes, the magic starts to unfold and you start to get it. You start to travel together to a place which is not here nor there, but someplace else. That middle world, that other world that sacred sex practitioners are used to visiting. And by sacred sex, I'm not attached to what style people do their sacred sex in. There are, of course, people who, BDSM practitioners of all descriptions, who practice it as a sacred sexual art. There are people who practice in a more tantric, Eastern, obviously spiritual style. It's all the same place. We all go to the same places. We just get there on different magic carpets. The conversation, if there is to be a conversation, I think the something more conversation, I'd like to be able to let go and find that something more. I think there is a place we could go together we haven't been yet. And I'd like to visit that realm with you. That would be a lovely way to start, to begin an invitation to some breathing and eye gazing. And another, if basic energy work, I call it energy 101, and I write about it a lot in Urban Tantra. In Urban Tantra, I've got many simple exercises for discovering the energy, the erotic energy that moves between two beings, even if they are not engaged in sexual intercourse at that moment. You find all the energetic bits of connection and then add the sex into them. But the breathing and the eye gazing, for sure, is the way to start. That and conscious touch, giving and receiving, meaning you close your eyes and I am going to give you some lovely, exquisite touch for 2 minutes. And you're going to go as deeply into receiving it as you possibly can. I am going to go as deeply into giving as I possibly can, and then switch. All of this slows you down, brings you into your body, and brings you into more, deeper connection with another human being. Of all the things I just mentioned, breath is the most important.
Speaking of breath, some people may recognize you from your appearance on a segment of Strange Sex, which is badly named, but we forgive them, on the Learning Channel.
Yes.
Tell me about this experience, because it was both historic and very eye-opening, just as someone watching it. But take me through what you did on this show.
I had a breath and energy orgasm, which is to say an orgasm achieved through imagination and breathing, primarily breathing, without touching my genitals or any other erogenous zone. I had this breath and energy orgasm, and I've been practicing this essentially tantric technique for over 20 years and teaching it for that long. I had this orgasm inside an fMRI machine so that they could scan my brain to see if indeed was this breath and energy orgasm, which is what I call it, was it really an orgasm? It's sometimes referred to as thinking off, which is fine, although I don't, since it's not just thinking, I have a little problem with that description. At least the way I do it isn't just about thinking. But what it proved, the results of the fMRI machine, and of course it's not proof until they have done it across a vast number of people, but what it indicated was in fact that, yes, this breath and energy orgasm technique that I've been teaching and practicing for almost a quarter of a century was in fact an orgasm. It lit up all the same areas of the brain that you would typically see ignited during a genital orgasm. So that was very rewarding to me to find out because, you know, although I was pretty convinced it was an orgasm, you know, I figured, what, maybe I'll just find out that I've been throwing myself into breath-induced seizures all these years. But no, it was an orgasm.
And what was the reaction of like the producers of this television show? I mean, were they skeptical at first or were they gung-ho?
The producers of that segment were just fabulous. Not only, they were they just wanted an answer as far as the TV producers to go, but you could tell that they were rooting for the orgasm explanation. They were amazing. They also were very interested in the fact that I had started my work during the AIDS crisis. And I had. My original intention with this work was to find a way for people, specifically my gay male brothers, to have wild, hot, mind-blowing sex 100% safely. And the breath and energy orgasm was one of the first techniques I learned that I realized, oh my God, this is a piece of that. We can practice this 100% safely and yet go to just amazing depths and heights with this technique. So that's why I became so attached to this technique way back in the day, because it showed such promise, because it not only provided a physical experience, it provided an incredible emotional experience, and for most people, a spiritual experience, which was desperately needed in the plague years of AIDS.
Well, it seems to me it has all these applications. I mean, I'm thinking of people who have low desire, who have genital pain, especially yes, vaginal pain, and actually can't have vaginal stimulation of any kind without pain. I'm thinking about people who have various forms of paralysis,
yes,
or whose genitals aren't working in the ways that they once worked or ever worked. It seems like this could be the answer or an answer for a lot of people to experience this height of orgasm in a non-traditional way.
And that's exactly where I'm going with it now. And I really want to thank the Learning Channel and Mr. Erickson, my producer, and Ms. Spinak for the opportunity to reach a whole lot of people. After that show aired, I got an unbelievable volume of email, largely from people who gunshot wounds, spinal cord injuries, clitorectomies, the list goes on and on, just as you were saying. And that is the community, those are the communities I am most interested in working with now. Not that this is a fix it, but it's such an incredible resource to people who thought that they would never experience orgasmic pleasure again.
Yeah, I think it's profound, and the idea that it could be broadcast to such a mass audience, I mean,
yeah,
shows kind of where we are now. I mean, there's this sciencey part that they're like, we want to prove it or disprove it. I mean, I get their angle on it, but also just to open up the conversation that there are all these ways to have orgasms, or there are all these ways to have ecstasy, and we don't have to get there in these few different roads we've been told lead there.
And I love the fact that they are all, I actually love the science angle. Yes, I hear you about we have to prove it. We can't take anything on faith. But I like the fact that somebody is actually devoting a few dollars to studying orgasm in the brain instead of pathology in the brain. Or, you know, we have had no science on orgasm and sexual pleasure. And now with fMRI machines, we can finally have some. And I am so excited by this, I can't tell you.
Well, in this case, technology is definitely our friend.
Totally.
We are going to take another break to hear from our sponsors. Another element of technology that's our friend is the invention, of course, of lube. And one of the earliest brands of lubricant was Astroglide. Astroglide has a fantastic new kind of lube, which is their natural line of lubes, which are glycerin and paraben free. You should definitely check them out. In fact, you can go to astroglide.com and get a free sample. So we will take another break, but I want to hear more about all of this ecstasy and orgasm, and we need to talk still about Urban Tantra. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. More Sex Out Loud when we return. Looking to add something fun and different to your sexual experiences? Then try Astroglide X Premium Silicone Personal Lubricant. Astroglide X contains a unique blend of high-quality silicones that provide a silky smooth experience unlike any other. Astroglide X is also waterproof and perfect for water play. Not only does Astroglide X last longer than all water-based products and is hypoallergenic and latex safe, it's even great for massage. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com.
Hello, Sex Out Loud listeners. This is Jennifer from the Smitten Kitten. Did you know that you can get 20% off your entire purchase at smittenkittenonline.com? All you have to do to get your discount is use the coupon code Tristan. That's T-R-I-S-T-A-N. That means you can get 20% off all Enjoy surgical steel toys, 20% off all Vixen Creation silicone toys, including Tristan's signature butt plugs, and you can also get all of Tristan's DVDs, the entire Vivid Ed series she did, and the Chemistry series for 20% off. Too. Sex Out Loud listeners can get 20% off of everything at smittenkittenonline.com. Smitten Kitten specializes in high-quality sex toys and supplies. We're well-known for having an amazing selection of toys made of silicone and other body-safe materials. Shopping on our website is easy. You can chat online with a Smitten Kitten sex educator, or you can call us anytime at 888-751-0523. Everything is 20% off at smittenkittenonline.com when you use coupon code Tristan at the checkout.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to tristan@puckerup.com. That's tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We've been talking today with the author of Urban Tantra, Luxurious Loving, and Ecstasy is Necessary, Barbara Corellis. Barbara, I know that Urban Tantra is probably what you're best known for because you have a book, you have these workshops, you're the creator of the whole concept. What is Urban Tantra?
Urban Tantra was my way of communicating. I guess the best way to say it is it's Tantra for everyone who thinks they'd hate Tantra. Mm-hmm. It's Tantra for everybody who felt left out of traditional Tantra. It's Tantra for people who really can't spend a lot of time, if any, in ashrams and have no interest in doing so. It's really a way of approaching sacred sex in a very, here we go again, practical, down-to-earth, queer, friendly, BDSM friendly, as I said, everybody who felt excluded from traditional Tantra friendly package.
Because some Tantra, for people who don't know, when I've read some Western interpretations of Tantra and Tantric sex books, can be very heavily invested in the male and the female,
yes,
and men and women, and very specific genitals, very specific kinds of sex, intercourse. It all feels a little heteronormative, and it also feels a little bit vanilla.
It very much was when I was studying it in the 90s. That's what we had to work with. And I wanted to create a tantric practice, which actually Tantra back in its original day, hundreds of years ago, primarily in India, was an incredibly transgressive act. It was a transgressive erotic spiritual practice. It was completely flying in the face of all the societal norms around at the time. Yet when somehow it got translated here in the West into something, yes, quite vanilla and quite heteronormative. And I wanted to break that, not to write a queer Tantra book, because that would be something else. I just wanted to invite everybody to the Tantric table, because a whole lot of people were feeling left out, not just queer people, but also, you know, people who didn't have a lot of money, people who weren't white, people who were very young or very old. So I just wanted a tantra book that included everybody. And one of the reasons I wanted that was because I wanted to sit in workshop rooms with a huge variety of people. And so less Urban Tantra the book, it got me Urban Tantra those workshops filled with all sorts of different kinds of people. I love it.
In April, you're teaching your Urban Tantra professional training program in San Francisco. Tell me what that's about and who it's for.
The Urban Tantra Professional Training Program is my great joy. I think it's the best thing I have ever created. It is a 6-day long intensive training program, not training you to do things my way, and you includes anybody who's working with sexuality. I have had everyone from, you know, doctors in the National Health in the UK to pro doms to escorts, tantra massage people, every conceivable person who works with sex. You can be a therapist. Maybe you're just thinking about adding more a sexual element or an erotic element to your work. I help people become their authentic, creative, erotic practitioner self. And it's different for everyone. I'm not, as I said, here to train people to do things my way. I'm here to introduce people to a way of thinking and conscious practice where their needs are met and held as well as their clients' needs. And we have a great deal of fun. We have a great deal of fun. And it's a practice. It's a workshop that I think, according to the people who have taken it, lasts with you long after the workshop's over, long after the training's over. We also have now an Urban Tantra professional community. People from, I believe now, 18 countries have attended this program. And we have an online community, so people from all over the world can offer opinions and support their brother, sister, whatever, graduates, in continued professional growth. You become not only just a graduate of a program, you also get to be part of a really amazing community. I'm psyched. There's nothing I like doing better than teaching this program.
Now that's for professionals, for providers, for teachers, for regular old civilians. You're teaching your signature Urban Tantra workshop at Kripalu Center in the Berkshires in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Yes,
that's happening in May. And Kripalu, for people who don't know, is a big progressive new age yoga loving center that has a pretty amazing curriculum and teachers and presentations pretty much every weekend. So it's a really, really cool place. And you're going to teach Urban Tantra. Now, is this your first time teaching there?
It is. I'm very, very excited to become part of the Kripalu community. And yeah, this workshop is for anyone. It's all clothes on. You won't be asked to divulge any secrets about your personal sex life. You won't be asked to remove your clothes. It's all really safe, yet really, really, really fun. And it takes place over a May weekend in the Berkshires. People, come on. It's going to be so beautiful there. I'm really, really, really excited about that.
And is it for couples or can single people come too?
Couples or single people. Single people, we have some partner practices, not all. You can work with someone else in the room by consent, of course. I also have ways that you can work by yourself if you don't choose to work with someone. And you know what? If you're at all concerned about who you'll be working with, invite a friend to come along with you. This is about erotic energy, not about fucking. So you can like just bring a best friend and get a whole lot out of it. When I first started studying Tantra, I would I wasn't in a couple at the time. And Annie Sprinkle, she and I were co-teachers, we would go as a couple together. We had a fabulous time. So bring a best friend.
I think that's a great idea. Whenever I go to these places or go to retreats, I always bring a friend because inevitably even in the non-sensual ones, sometimes there are these exercises and I get a little freaked out doing them with strangers. So,
yeah, for your friend.
Yes. You talked at the very beginning about Louise Hay, and you've spoken at a ton of Hay House conferences. Your book is published by Hay House. How did you first become involved with Louise Hay and Hay House?
The AIDS crisis. Louise and I met in the really dark days in the mid-80s, late 80s. Because I was a facilitator for the New York Healing Circle, which was based on Louise's Hayride, her 600-person support group in California. And I signed up to take her we met first just through that, but then I took her intensive teacher training program. And that's where we became really, really, really good friends. And we have remained so low these many years. And occasionally, as you just said, we actually work together. We have taught together. And I got to tell you, there's hardly any bigger thrill than facilitating something with Louise Hay. I got to tell you, it's just an incredible joy and delight. But she is responsible for turning me into a sex educator. I was a guest facilitator at her Hayride. And with my friend Daniel Peralta, and we decided to do a hayride on sex. And the room just exploded in feelings. Because remember, this was the AIDS crisis. So anyway, at the end of that hayride, Louise said, "I think you found your calling." And I guess I had.
That's such a great story.
Yeah.
And was such a legend. Okay, well, we're almost out of time, but I want to get to one more question that was posted on Facebook. Okay, this question says, you've probably given advice to lots of different people, but what would you say personally was the best sex advice you've ever received?
Oh, great question. Slow down. Breathe. Slow down, breathe. Then there was breathe, slow down. I think that was pretty much it. Breathe.
Well, you've certainly taken that to heart, that's for sure. Thank you so much for being on Sex Out Loud, Barbara. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Barbara Carellis is the author of Ecstasy is Necessary, a Practical Guide, published by Hay House Publishers. Find out more about her at barbaracarellis.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Urban Tantrika. That's U-R-B-A-N-T-A-N-T-R-I-K-A. All of these links and more can be found at Sex Out Loud Radio by clicking on the link for episode resources. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, my engineer today, Chad, and everyone at Voice America. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear it again, you can listen on demand or download the MP3 by going to voiceamerica.com and searching for Sex Out Loud. You can also subscribe to it as a podcast on iTunes. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern, when we will be talking to an author and publisher, Janet Hardy. She's probably best known as the co-author of the infamous Ethical Slut. She's also the publisher of Greenery Press, and she has a new memoir out called Girl Fag. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex and ecstasy and tantra and breath and orgasm and sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by the Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.